Everybody, and welcome to week two here of the Valley Heights, the Mustangs locker room chat, galloping up in here into, again, week number two. Last week we were talking with you, we were previewing a little bit about Marysville and Axtell, again here with head coach Kenny Steinfort. And you know, this is your first season back, back-to-back losses, but you're playing some pretty high-level teams. Marysville, I mean, they're Class 3A, and then you talk about the Axtell Eagles, well, they're a team that's predicted to possibly go all the way in that low-class classification in 1A. I mean, you played some pretty tough teams the first two games, and you know, when we kind of break things down here on those first two games, the depth chart is really small for your team. You're mainly sticking to the 5 to 6 guys out there on the court, and those guys who are out there on the court are doing a pretty good job. Max Shanks already with 18 points on the season. He had 11 points last night. Logan Gray had 8 points last night. He's got 13 points on the season. Dustin Denson, he's got 8 points on the season. He had 4 points last night. Royce Eskrim now with 24 points on the season. He had 20 points against the Marysville Bulldogs, but just 4 points last night against the Axtell Eagles. So, yeah, I know there's been back-to-back losses, but kind of tell me a lot of those positive takeaways, Coach Steinfort, on this team, on just how these guys have really been working and hustling together as pretty much a tight group of guys.
Yeah, I mean, the group is very tight, and, you know, pretty, the five, you know, we got 5 seniors that are getting, well, we've got 4 right now getting some time. We've got 1 that will be joining us here shortly to give us 5 seniors that will be helping us out. And they played a lot of basketball together. And but, no, they're working hard. They're doing everything I've asked of them. It's just our biggest struggle right now, which was, you know, I knew going into it was going to be our depth. And those are the challenges that we're facing right now when you go up against a Marysville who's, you know, playing 9, 10, 11 guys, and Axtell who's playing, you know, 8 or 9 guys themselves. And that's a challenge that we're going to have to face, or we're going to have to deal with the whole season. But overall, they've gelled well together and are playing well, you know, for the most part, playing well together at most of the time.
Well, again, I had the opportunity last night, 92.1, to get that coverage on the game. And one thing I'd say you did guys really well, in a contrast to the previous week, was a little bit of that turnover battle, having, you know, around that same little less turnovers in the week against Marysville, but also forcing more turnovers against the Axtell Eagles. You only forced 5 last week against Marysville. This time you force a little more than 15 to 20. So how does that feel, kind of getting that defense going a little bit, you know, getting a couple of steals, turnovers, just playing the ball really well, and how's that going to improve as the season goes on?
You know, I'm somebody who really believes in defense, likes defense. We are definitely not where we need to be defensively. You know, we didn't turn Marysville over, as you mentioned, hardly at all. Only 5 turnovers there, but you know, we did get our hands on some balls and get some turnovers against Axtell, which is working in the right direction. You know, turnovers on our side, you know, offensively, you know, we need to do better ourselves. There, I think we did a little better at Axtell, not turning the ball over as much as we did against Marysville. But, you know, I think as the season builds, why defensively we're going to be better. You know, I think we're going to, you know, by middle of January into February, we're going to be a pretty nice defensive team.
Well, Coach, looking ahead here, this Friday you play Riley County. So, again, you this time you're going up into the Big East league side of things with their level of play. You know, it's high-level competition. Preview that a little bit for me. And then also give a little nod to next Tuesday's game that will be on 92.1 KMZA, where you'll be going on and facing the Thunder, the Omaha Central.
Yeah, you know, Friday night we go up against Riley County, and, you know, they're winless at the time as well, just like we are. So somebody's there'll definitely be a big fight there to get somebody to get the first win. But they've played some stiff competition in themselves with, Clay Center, and I think they had Concordia as well. But, you know, it's going to be a game that, we'll have to defend. They're going to spread us out and try to, you know, do a lot of dribble drive type stuff and, shoot the 3-point shot. So we're going to have to be able to defend, Friday night. And then into Tuesday there against Omaha Central, you know, I have not seen Omaha Central any tape or anything yet on them, but you know, I've heard a little bit about them and have seen scores that they've had, we're going to have to buckle down and be able to play some defense against them as well. So to be in the ball game there.
Well, Coach, good luck this Friday against Riley County. Again, you made the mention that they were 0-2 on the season. They lost to Clay Center 73-48, and they also lost to Concordia 52-40. You go on the road against Riley County, and then next week you go on the road on Tuesday as well to face Nemaw Central. Coach, good luck in both of those games. We'll have the call next Tuesday, 92.1 KMZA. Coach, thank you for joining us today.
Yep, thank you, and thank you for covering Mustang Athletics.